You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My girlfriend sat me down and told me I have a drinking problem. I don't know if she's right, but I also don't know how to fix it. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words.
On The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
For those who are about to rock, we say, well, okay then.
Sure, you don't want to oversell it. Also joined by Jed Brewer.
I salute those who are in their pre-rocking pose.
We are answering a question tonight that came into our inbox. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Our friend writes in and says, my girlfriend sat me down and told me I have a drinking problem. I don't know if she's right, but I also don't know how to fix it. What do I do? And Glenn, I'm going to start off with you, and you've been working in the city with guys and gals who have problems with various substances and various levels of problem for a good couple of decades now. What has that taught you about these kind of situations?
Well, I think everybody relies on something to get by, and let's be honest about that. Let's try and get away from the thinking that we could just be sort of these pure human beings that just have no need of any kind of outside stimulus or something like that. For me, that's the Jesus thing. For you guys, that's the Jesus thing, because that's what we've been on. I've tried the drinking thing. I did that already.
How did that work?
I drank all of the everything.
Okay, so you really surveyed the terrain.
Yeah, I got into it. It didn't really fully do the thing.
Well, whiskey doesn't work. Maybe Malort.
Exactly. Right. Just kept going.
Sure, you got to experiment.
You either try the champagne, you try the ripple, you put them together, you get the champipple, and it still isn't working.
Sure.
But what I think we eventually get to a place of discovering is that some of those things start creating as many problems as they solve, and that's really where the problem comes in.
Well, Jim, I'd love to go to you on that because I think it's exactly what we're talking about. Addiction is a big, hairy word in this stuff. People don't want to self-identify as an addict. And we certainly, none of us are medical professionals, and we're not diagnosing with anyone with addiction over the radio. But what we can talk about is when something crosses the line into being a problem, right?
Absolutely. There's two things you can look at and say this is a problem. The first is Glenn is saying when it causes more problems than it solves, then we need to make a change. We want to look at making a change. And then the second is when we feel like I want to make a change, but it doesn't work. I keep trying to lessen this behavior, remove this behavior from my life, and I can't. I'm not able to affect that change. Well, again, that's a sign. We want to ask for some help at that point. This is, whether it's an addiction or not, we want to ask for some help. We want to get some people to have some expertise to help us figure out what to do about that.
Absolutely. I'm going to go back to you on this because I think one of the other things that maybe trips people up in this is this idea that it's a moral failing. You know, we think of the cartoon of the wino in the gutter and this having a drinking problem says this, that, and the other about me. But really, this is a chemical situation. This is a way you react to alcohol.
Right.
And really, that kind of shame doesn't help us get anywhere, right?
Absolutely right. The latest medical tests really show us that in terms of a substance called dopamine in the brain, that some people have more of that than others, and that people who have less are more prone towards addiction. So it can be a simple inherited biological thing. We don't need to have a huge stigma behind that. It's really about figuring out how do we manage our lives so that that isn't an ongoing problem.
Absolutely right. You're with us on The Bridge Loud.
Grace is the choice God made about me. Grace is the choice that He made for me. Grace is the choice to pay for my wrongs. That's what you paid upon the cross. And you did it because you love me. And you did it because you
back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Still rocking.
And Jed Brewer.
I've really always been rocking, I'd like to think.
Okay.
You figure it's kind of a constant state of rock.
Exactly.
Well, you can get checked for that now. We are answering a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. A friend writes in and says, my girlfriend sat me down and told me I have a drinking problem. I don't know if she's right, but I also don't know how to fix it. What do I do? In our first segment, we talked a little bit about kind of how you might address if you have a drinking problem, and now we want to look at what does it actually look like to go through some steps of fixing it. So, Glenn, you've worked with a lot of folks who are in various types of recovery programs, and what does that actually look like to go to a place where other people are dealing with this, take that first step of looking at this might be a problem for me?
Well, absolutely. One of the things we want to look at is getting to a meeting where you can meet other people who are dealing with similar types of struggles, get a sense of how big your struggle is, whether you're able to get a control over that, whether you need that kind of help and that assistance. But those people are all there being honest about their own struggles. They're not there to judge you. They're not there to try and convince you of that you're a bad person or anything like that. Those people are all there to support and encourage one another.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, let me get you a look at maybe this could be an afterwards of that kind of going to a meeting thing step. It might be first. We'll talk about this a little bit in a later segment. One of the things, if you fill out a questionnaire on the Alcoholics Anonymous website to kind of figure out if you have a problem, one of the first things you're going to ask you is, can you go for a while without having a drink? So it might be something we want to test. But what does that actually look like to someone who a lot of their socializing, a lot of their kind of social life was based around drinking? What does it actually look like to go out and take that element away?
Well, I think here's what you're going to find. I think you're going to find that you have two categories of friends. If you go to the sports bar and you're going to watch the game, you're going to have some wings, and you know a couple of your friends are having beers, sometimes you can say to your friends, "Hey, I'm just gonna have a Coke, you know, because I'm doing a new thing and I gotta, you know, cut back on the booze and whatnot." Now, some of your friends will say, "Oh, no problem, man. That's cool, and you know, that sounds great. It sounds like a smart move, and that's awesome. Those are the friends that you for sure want to keep."
Right.
You've got other friends who say, "I'm just gonna have a Coke." They're not gonna be cool with that. They're not gonna be okay with that. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna feel offended for them if you're not, you know, having some whiskey. And so it's about learning which of the people you know fall into which category of friends, and choosing to go to the sports bar with the friends that will celebrate you having a Coke instead of Jack Daniels, because those are the folks that will be supportive to you as you make this change.
Well, I think that can also speak to us about kind of the mindset we bring into dealing with alcohol. And Glenn, maybe you can speak to this. There's certainly a healthy way to use alcohol. That there, people say there are health benefits, it's a socializing thing. Then there's an unhealthy way, and how we react to removing alcohol from a small part of our lives can actually tell us a lot about that, right?
Absolutely right. I think, you know, per what Jed is saying, there's some friends that will be supportive. They might tease you a little bit, that kind of thing. But, you know, making those changes can be difficult. It can be stressful. But it's important to recognize, in terms of moving forward, in terms of making change, that we care about you, we're there for you, that you can do that, and that to not feel as though you're stigmatized by it.
Absolutely. We will be back with some very concrete ways you can get started in this process next on The Bridge Loud. are back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
That's a good default to go to.
It came on a little bit suddenly, but I feel like I'm prepared to rock at any moment.
Sure, well, that's how you know it's in your spirit. That was just your default mechanism.
That's right.
Also here with Jed Brewer.
You stuck the rock landing, and that's the part that matters.
Yeah, it wasn't quite a good rotation in the air, but I stuck
it. It was a triple sow cow into the rock landing.
That's right.
Absolutely. We are continuing to answer a question our friend wrote into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That his girlfriend said he has a drinking problem. He doesn't know if he does, but if he did, he doesn't know what to do about that. And we'd like to look in this segment at some very concrete things you can do to get started on this, figuring it out, and if you decide you do have a problem, kind of moving on. And Jed, where do we start with this idea?
I think the place that we start is we want to get a second opinion. If someone you love is coming to you and saying, I think you've got a problem with this, we want to take that seriously. We don't want to discount that out of hand, but we also want to recognize with anything important, getting a second opinion is a good idea. So here's how we do that. There are three things you could look at. Any of them are a good idea. One would be if you have a doctor that you go to, you know, a general practitioner, go to them and say, I think I might have a drinking problem. You know, can we talk about that? That would be a good option. If you have a counselor of some sort, you know, that could be a guidance counselor at school or a counselor that you see for other things, it'd be good to talk to them about it. The third option, and it's a great one because it's free, all it requires is an internet connection, is Alcoholics Anonymous, which is a wonderful group, does fantastic work, actually has a quiz that you can take online. It's a really helpful kind of gut check guide to help figure out, is this a problem for me? And if you talk to any of those three second opinion people and they're saying, no, I think this might be an issue, then that's a good sign we want to take some action.
Absolutely is. And Glenn, I'll throw to you on that. Jed mentions Alcoholics Anonymous. We know a lot of people have been very successful with that program and similar programs. And if you hear the phrase 12-step program, that may be something under a different umbrella or a different focus, but they all kind of use the same pattern as Alcoholics Anonymous does. So if someone's going to search out a meeting and go to one, what are they looking for? And I think it's important to note that Alcoholics Anonymous is not one big group. It's a bunch of little groups. How do we know if we found the right thing for us?
Well, I think it's fair to say I'm looking for something where I can click with it personality-wise, that these people get me, I get them. We're the same type of dudes. If you listen to metal and you like metal, you may want to go to a group where everybody's into the metal. And maybe you count how many Harleys there are in the parking lot to give you a sense of what
kind of... Oh, it's a 12-Harley meeting. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good meeting. But here's the thing about 12-step meetings is they often evolve and change. People will come in and they'll maybe move to a different part of town or their schedules will change. So, you know, what we see is sometimes those groups kind of go through ups and downs in terms of their quality and what goes on there. So it's okay to be picky. It's okay to look around a lot. It's okay to move from one meeting to another if you feel like one's being more effective for you. So don't feel as though you have to do one particular meeting in one particular place to be effective.
That's exactly right. And if you're looking for a meeting, you can Google AA meeting, or you can go to, it's very simply, AA.org. If you're in the Chicagoland area, you can go to ChicagoAA.org. All these have a big button on them that say find a meeting near you. In Illinois, there's a toll-free number, 800-371-1745. That number again, 800-371-1745. They can get you some information. If you're looking for something with a little more of a spiritual bent, there's a group called Celebrate Recovery. You can go to locator.crgroups.info to find out one of those is. And if you're looking for the quiz that Jed mentioned earlier, you can just Google AA questionnaire. It's the first thing that comes up. And if you're like me and you can't spell questionnaire, you can try AA quiz, and that'll work just as well. We will be back with you on The Bridge Loud. God, I'm here.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
Back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am once again here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Back in black.
And Jed Brewer.
I hit the sack?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's, no. Also, I'm not wearing black at all, so I feel like a little bit of a hypocrite.
All right.
Breaking the magic. We've given you, we've answered our friend's question about their girlfriend said, I have a drinking problem. I'm not sure if that's true, and I wouldn't know what to do. We've looked at kind of working through that. We've looked at some very concrete steps. But now we come to our final segment, a special segment, a secret segment, one may say. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
Now, holding with our theme tonight, my grandmother's secret sauce in her banana pudding was whiskey. But that's not really the kind of secret sauce we're looking at tonight. The kind of secret sauce we're looking at is Glenn has been working with folks dealing with exactly these kind of problems for a very long time in the city. And there's some things he's seen people do really well, people do not so well. So this is where Glenn gives us an insight to maybe one of those little extra ingredients that will make this whole thing go a lot easier.
For sure. And I think when we're talking about 12-step stuff, as we have the effectiveness of 12-step programs we have seen over decades is really far beyond the rap that it gets. It's really good stuff, really effective. And I think the ingredient that is essential to those programs is that sense of having a higher power. For those of us on this radio show, that's a Jesus thing. That we're into Jesus, we're into the Bible and the church and all that good stuff. And that is our higher power. And you may make a different choice with that, but having something bigger than yourself that you can meditate to, that you can pray to, that you can draw on to have a source of strength on a spiritual level is going to allow you to fuel yourself through making these changes and give you some stability. If you're able to share that with other people in a meeting, all the better.
Jed, you got one last thing you'd add for us here?
Absolutely. I think what happens when we get that higher power is we find that we can be honest with ourselves in a new way. The right higher power for you is going to be one that loves you. One that loves you as you are, loves you as you will be. And that means you can be honest. You can say, you know what? I messed some stuff up. I do have problems. I do have things that I don't get right. Maybe in this case, I do drink a lot more than I should, and it's causing issues in my life. The anti-secret sauce in addiction is a lack of humility. Mm-hmm. It's a lack of willing to be honest. What I've found is when I embrace that there's a God who loves me, that frees me up to say, well, it's good that he loves me because I'm kind of a screw-up.
Right.
And I mess things up, so I do need help. I do need assistance. I do need strength. And that right there will help you get where you're trying to go.
That's exactly right. One very last thing I would add on is one of the best things you can do is surround yourself with people who are going to be positive. And one of the easiest shortcuts to that is people who are on that same higher power thing that you are. That's the kind of thing we want to do right here at The Bridge Loud.
The Bridge Loud. All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Tell me your child. way.